a Conti, bella palla per Rebic, Rebic Ibra, Rebic, 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 il tiro, goal!
All right, I started recording, so. Ready?
Yeah, are you going to say anything?
Well, you're looking at your phone, I don't know, I'm just like... Well, now I got to stop laughing. This is fucking dumb. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Sempre Milan podcast. I'm your host today, Anthony Torgrud. Ollie Fisher's out. He's at dinner with his grandparents. This Friday's his birthday, so everyone, comment section below, happy birthday, Ollie, or don't. It doesn't matter to me. But, yeah, he's out. I'm going to host. It'll be a quick one, but glad to be here. I'm not going to name my Twitter. I was told not to do that anymore, but Madison's also with us. Don't name your Twitter either.
We did our Twitters last week. Did you not watch the episode?
Someone said not to, and then you guys didn't.
They don't control what we do in the comments. We just take note of what they want us to do.
We listen to them for the most part. Don't listen to Madison. Listen to me. We listen to you.
Yeah, apparently last week I said Afghan player of the year, not AFCON or AFCON, whatever the African player of the year was. So in the comments they were making a joke, and I tried looking up Afghan football players.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
It was kind of hard to find them, but
yeah, anyway, I couldn't name any, like not a single one.
They had four names. I don't know how they name over there, but anyway, let's move on before I dig myself in a hole.
All right. Well, irrelevant to Milan, but Atalanta just got kicked out of the Champions League in a very strange turn of events. I know you were busy. You weren't watching it, but if you don't know, they went up 1-0. Pasalic scored like the 26th minute, and then they conceded two goals in stoppage time to lose it. So,
I was wondering if it was going to be knockout. I knew one of them were just one leg, and I wasn't sure if this was that game.
Yeah, all of them are. All of them are going to be from here on out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully Barcelona get knocked out tomorrow then.
I don't know when they play. Yeah, they do play tomorrow.
They play Munich on Friday, actually. Yeah. Munich's looking good. Honestly, I want to see a Manchester City PSG final.
I would like it.
Because
I just want anyone but Barca or Bayern to win just because they're already on five. I want a new person. Yeah. My roommate's a big PSG guy, so we were watching it, and he was obviously not enjoying himself until the last few minutes there. It was hard when Pasalic scored because obviously he scored the winner for us in the Super Cup. So, like, I was kind of smiling, a little happy for the guy, but I'm glad to see Atalanta go home because tired of them getting all the attention from Serie A, but they're dead now, so fuck them. All right, moving on. So, real quick,
we
do have a giveaway. If you guys don't know, check out our pinned tweet on our Twitter channel at SempreMilan.com. It's real easy to enter. We're giving away the new home jersey. All you have to do is follow us, retweet the tweet, and reply to the tweet with your favorite player from the current squad. That's obviously important because it's a jersey, so, you know, you can piece that together what's happening there. But definitely get in. We got like 2,000 people in already, so it's a big one. And we'll let you know here and on Twitter who wins. So keep your eyes out for that. As far as news, we only really have one rumor, and everyone's probably heard it. Been hearing it for 3 years. Bakayoko to Milan. We've heard multiple reports from different credible sources with different numbers. So the first one, Fabrizio Romano from Sky, he said a one-year loan with the option to buy at 35 million euros. There's just no way. Like,
no, not gonna happen. I think loan with option to buy is the best way to do it, though, but not for the 35 million because he was good under Gattuso in a different formation, different playing style, and it's a risky move to bring him in for 20 million and think that he's just going to fit right back in and pick up where he left off. But I would still much rather loan. I mean, then he's going to have a year left on his contract, I think you said,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not going to buy a player for 35 million with a year left on his contract who spent 1 year at Chelsea, maybe two.
Yeah. So Chelsea bought him for 35 million euros themselves for Monaco. And he signed a five-year deal. He did terrible that first year at Chelsea, came to us, did terrible his first half with us, and then had an incredible second half. we had the option at 35 then and didn't take it. And then you go to Monaco, have a poor season. And now next season will be the fourth of his 5 years. If it's at us, why would we take him on option at the same price again? It doesn't make any sense. The contract's amortized so much already that that would be almost double profit for Chelsea to sell him for the same amount they bought him for 4 years later without playing him, really. I don't see that happening, especially, like you said, 1 year left on the contract. I could see us making that offer just so Chelsea bite, and then we have a free player for the year. Technically, it was going to be €3 million for the loan and then an additional 35 for the option. So basically, we'd get him for 1 year for $3 million, and that's a great deal. I'm down with that. I do want the player. But you're right, it's a different system, different coach, different team, and we don't know how he's going to react playing with a guy like Zlatan, who's got a big ego,
right.
Bakayoko, piped off to Gattuso over a substitution situation, you know? So it'll be interesting. I do think it would be a great addition to our squad, and that would open up like a big name in another position that we need. So we'll see what happens, but 35 mil, get out of town, not happening. The other report was from Sport Media Set. And they said €23 million.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just straight buy, no loan. That's more believable, but I just don't see us outright buying it for anything more than 15. If we do that, you know, I mean, we just discussed it. There's no reason Chelsea's gonna get that amount of money for it. So I think the loan's the best route, but not an option at that price.
He's a great player. I mean, I think he'd do great in any Italy or Italian team. Yeah. Not for 35 though. How old is he? 26, 27?
Yeah, let me double check, because I don't really know. I think he's about 26. Bakayoko. He's 25. He's younger than me. Damn.
And what are we doing with our lives?
He'll be 26 in 6 days.
Shit. I remember when I turned 26.
Yeah, me too.
I went to the bars.
About a year ago. What did I do? Yeah, so did I. No, I went to a ramen noodle place, and that was it.
Okay. Sounds like a blast.
Honestly, it was really good food. They had these sticky buns with fried Spam in it. Dude, so nice.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, it was really good. So, yeah, that's the only rumor. Like I said, this is going to be a quick episode. So the rest of what we're going to do is just every single question. Usually, Ollie goes through them all and picks like three or four that he likes. We're not going to do that. We're just going to read every single one. There's not a whole lot. So again, quick, but we're going to go down it. Some of them we've already kind of touched on, but whatever. First one's from at Carolista, Rohit. He writes for us. Check out his stuff. He's great. He said, if Bakayoko does join Milan, who should be Milan's fourth midfielder? Do you want Milan to invest or promote Pobega?
Promote.
Yeah, you're all for the youth people. I know he's a Pordenone. I don't know. It's the black one with the neon green P. That's their logo.
Yeah.
Seriously. I don't know enough about the youth kids. I've never been a fan of them.
I don't either, but we've not been playing the youth kids, and he's going to get one game every other couple of weeks anyway. And he'll come off the bench. He's not going to start. So, plus, Bennacer, Kessie, and Bakayoko, they're all freaking workhorses, man.
Yeah.
They don't tire.
Yeah. Kessie
got stronger as the season went on.
Yeah, he did. So, we already have, like you said, Bennacer, Kessie. I mean, they're starting. Bakayoko will be rotation once he comes in, if he comes in this hypothetical. And then, let me just pull up the squad list so I can get a refresher. Billy is gone. No, Bonaventure is gone. Çalhanoğlu's not a midfielder. I don't know why he's included. I mean, I guess he is, but not what we're talking about. Krunic. We'll have Krunic still, so that's a fourth one, you know. That's really it. So, yeah, I think it might be worth promoting or investing. It really it depends to me on what we do with the rest of the transfer window.
Right.
Because I know rumors are we're monitoring a lot of players. And we're just going to kind of wait and see which one we can get the best deal on. And we're going to sign one either big name or big investment money-wise. And then little ones here and there.
If we get Bakayoko, we're not going to invest a lot. Because that's already – okay, if we buy Bakayoko outright, we're not going to invest big money in another midfielder, and he's going to be the one.
Right.
But if we do a loan with an option to buy, maybe we get Torreira, the guy from Arsenal, the guy that we've been chasing for the past, what seems like a century.
Yeah.
Or Tonali. I think Tonali to Inter's done. I think they're just finalizing the small details.
That's what I saw earlier too. But I saw it for dirt cheap. It was like 18 plus 10 in bonuses or something, like, or 28 plus 10. I don't know. Way cheaper than we were being quoted earlier. So if that's how low he went, I'd be a little bummed out on that.
It's because they have Champions League, so they can be like, well, if you don't sell him to us now, he's going to get real angry and have a shit season. You know, they can.
With Champions League, like, Brescia, I think, could demand more money. I mean, obviously, they got relegated, so it's like, take what you can get, you know? And I think that's really where they're at. But I don't know, man. I don't want him to go to Inter. I think it's going to happen. We'll see. I don't know. Oh, well. Next question is from at Tempest Fugit Fugit 20, Darren Torres. I don't know.
Fugit though.
With a budget of about 75 million, what would your dream Mercato be? After waiting an extra day last week, it's nice to have you back in the usual spot and the shorter wait. Yeah, we're back in the normal time. Obviously, we had some hiccups with scheduling last week, and I couldn't make it. So, but yeah, back in normal time, you'll hear it tonight or tomorrow or whenever you listen. But for 75 million, God, I don't have a dream transfer window, to be honest.
That's not even that much money, I'm not going to lie. That's like two players.
Yeah, especially in today's market. Like, it's just what we need is a right back. So I guess Dumfries. I would really like Dumfries or Emerson.
Would you take Desciglio back or Desciglio?
Desciglio?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Why not?
Why would
he was
you?
Decent. He was better than Calabria or Conti.
Oh, no, Maddie, no. No. Seriously?
He was better than both those guys. Oh, get him on a discount buyback. Hold it off until we can, like, really get a good right back who we know is going to kill it.
He's going to leave Juve and get stuck at a Serie B team or, like, as Verona or as Genoa. Like, that's where he's going to end up. I guarantee it. I don't know how he finessed his career into Juve and got all these titles, but
it's because he was fast.
It wasn't even that fast. He sucked at everything, man. He looked weird too. Like,
he did not suck at everything. People hate on players for stupid fucking
reasons. That's why I don't like Belotti. I think his back looks weird. He's got a hunchback.
God.
I don't like him. But I would take a right back, Dumfries or Emerson, and then I don't know what that is, 20, 25, 30 right there, throw in Bakayoko for a bit, and a right wing. I mean, our right side's the weakest, but I don't know.
I would take De La Feu for like 5.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against De La Feu coming back. There was another right wing
what about with, right? Going for Dembele at Barcelona.
You know, it's weird, but every time I play FIFA career mode every time I don't play as Milan signed him. And I always thought that was strange. Because that's like, it just doesn't sound like.
I bet we could get him for like 45.
Yeah, I don't think that's unreasonable.
Because he's flopped. He has a horrible attitude. I feel like he's kind of like Liao, where he's just really immature.
Yeah.
You know, but I gamble 45 million on him, go downhill for another 10 years. Where else can we go?
Right. I mean, I don't know anything about his personality, so I don't know what his attitude's like, but he definitely hasn't done well since leaving Dortmund. But I guess I would take him over Castillejo or Salamakers. Like, it's hard to not improve over that, you know? So,
right.
I guess my dream Mercato then would be Dumfries and a decent right wing and Bakayoko. That would
Is
work.
Dembele a right winger or left winger? I thought he played on the left side for
maybe he
some
does.
Reason.
I don't know. You know what? Fuck it. Let's get Gareth Bale.
Fuck no.
I know you hate him. You don't like him, but
he's got such a poor attitude, man.
He does have a poor attitude.
He's goofing around on the bench like, dude, come
But
on.
In his defense, he has not been treated well in Spain at all. Like, Italy won't be
He
any
refused
different.
Okay, no. he refuses to learn anything about. He doesn't speak the language. Oh, yeah. He's been there for 8 years. How do you not pick up on Spanish?
I agree.
He plays like the days when he's not in the starting 18, he's golfing. He's not at the game watching the squad. He's just like so distant that he's just there collecting his
at his house in Wales
paycheck.
At his house in Wales, he's recreated three of the hardest holes from like the PGA Tour. Like he's a golfer playing football. He should just switch to golf. But I mean, if the opportunity arises to get him on like a loan and share wage cost, like
no, he's still gonna be the highest paid player.
Yeah, without a doubt. But like Bale and Ibra, a resurgence there. Ibra will kick him into shape, and our fans will actually want him to do well. And like, well, actually, our fans kind of suck too. I don't know. Without fans, maybe he'll be better.
This isn't 25-year-old Bale. He's like 38.
What are you talking about?
He's like 30.
He might be 31 at most. Maybe 32. How old is Bale? I don't know. Let's check.
We're gonna probably 34.
Bale. Well, apparently I have to type in Gareth Bale because Google doesn't know. He's 31.
Yeah. How?
Yeah, I mean, it'll never happen, but I wouldn't be against
it. It'll be the most Milan signing of the past 10 years.
Yeah, it really would. Signing a former great player who's gone downhill, just pretending he's not. All right, well, next question. this is from @ParasiteMail, Nick. Who do you think would replace Ibra next year in case of Champions League? That's a great question, and I don't really have an answer. It depends how Leao develops, you know? We just signed that young Swedish dude from Harambee.
Hammerby.
I don't know why I keep saying Harambee.
That's the gorilla that got shot.
Yeah. We just signed him. That's the club that Zlatan owns. So I would imagine Zlatan had some influence on that signing.
He has ownership stake. He does not own them.
I mean,
he owns like probably like 10% of the club.
I thought he owned more than that.
I don't think so.
We're going to Google that too because now I'm curious. Zlatan owns Hammerby. I still can't pronounce it. He has 50%.
Wow.
He owns half the club. That's wild. No, I take that back. He owns half of AEG's ownership. So whatever they had, he has half of that. I don't know what
they have. AEG owns a lot. So
yeah. So I mean, he's a pretty big time owner. I'm sure he was like, yo, let's bring him here for a milli and then develop him under me. And then when I retire, he's going to go to Hammerby or whatever and take him with him. And then he's going to be better. I don't know. Maybe he's
going to take him back to Hammerby.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there, but
we need Oliver.
Yeah. We're all over the place. Who else? Do you think we would still go for Jovic after this? I don't think we will.
Are we not going to get him this season? I thought we were going to try a 2-year loan with option to buy.
I would like it, but just looking at the list, if we have Leao, who's been getting better towards the end of the season, Zlatan still, this new kid who just came in. I mean, do we need another one? The only person we'd have to replace would be Zlatan the following season, but
yes, we need another one.
I also wouldn't put it past Zlatan to stay another year if we get Champions League. Stay till he's 40, retire after a final Champions League season. I mean, if he gives us Champions League and retires, I'll be forever thankful. But I also want to be surprised.
What
if
do you want to bet
one more time?
We finish like second next season because of like Zlatan. He's not going to let us finish below third.
I don't want to say like that I'm getting my hopes up, but yeah, I have.
No, I'm getting my hopes up.
Yeah, I think we have a really good shot. It just depends on what moves we make here. And the fact
but we need to get a striker this summer because once Zlatan leaves, we're going to go back to square one.
Yeah.
So if we can get a striker to learn his mentality, first of all, you cannot recreate Zlatan, but you can try your best to, you know?
Well, that's why I think it's important to get maybe not Bale, but a player who's like big name like Bale, who's played for winning clubs, who could kind of feed off that Zlatan mentality and help, and then continue it in the future once Zlatan's gone.
Then Bale's the worst possible person to sign.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But I just mean like
he's not a
player of his
caliber
and stature, you know? Yeah, I would agree with
that. Thiago Silva.
I mean, he's a free agent. No, well, not anymore. He's got another game in a week. But he'll be a free agent really soon.
I bet we're just waiting.
Yeah.
Because he wants to come back to the club so bad. He never wanted to leave.
I mean, and it makes sense. Like, he'd get him for another 2-3 years. Whatever. Like, why not? That's a free transfer. High wage, sure, but like that's exactly what we would need. And I don't see why he wouldn't mesh right in next to Romagnoli. Mm-hmm. Plus, we would still have Kier next to him. Like, I think it's totally doable. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Next question.
Okay. So I don't think we really answered it, but a striker. Will
replace. Jovic.
There we go. Next one's from at Tio Diplis. I would love to see Tammy Abraham on loan for option. Or with an option to buy from Chelsea. I believe he has the same play style, or at least could become the next Zlatan. So I watch a lot of Chelsea games. I like Tammy Abraham. He's kind of been left out in Lamp's side just because Giroud's been decent, to be honest. I think Giroud's more Zlatan's play style than Tammy, but Giroud wouldn't be a good replacement just because he's old too. It'd be like, I don't know, getting rid of rotten.
Giroud's also a really quiet player. He's not like a loud, obnoxious person like Zlatan is.
I don't think we're ever going to replicate Zlatan's behavior. That's just not happening. But I don't know. I mean, I don't disagree. I would like Tammy, but I don't.
Same.
Yeah. I like him.
I mean, I don't know much about him. I just know that he was decent at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, he's solid, man. I like him a lot, but he's – I don't think he's like a solution or anything like that. Mm-hmm. This one is from at Mark Struppa. If Bakayoko is acquired, he will certainly be an upgrade over Bilia. Given the rumored interest in Tonali, Florentino, Roca, and Ricci, do you think another center mid, Krunic, is on his way out, or will Milan carry five center mids in 2020, 2021? Well, Ricci, I think, just signed. Who did he just sign with? I just saw that yesterday. He signed somewhere, so I think he's off the table. Florentino's expensive. Roca will
he's not that expensive. He's like 25.
I thought they wanted 50 for him.
No.
Okay. Well, maybe not. But regardless, we get Bakayoko in this scenario. Ricci's gone. Tonali, we're pretty much assuming, has gone to Inter. Then Florentino and Roca, either of them would be great.
Take them all. We need midfield depth.
Yeah, so but I don't think we could handle six. And do I think Krunic would leave? I don't think he's in the plans, but I don't think he did anything this season to warrant a team being interested, you know? I just don't see him going anywhere, even if we try to get rid of him. The only way he's gone a loan or a release, and I don't foresee that happening. That would just be a waste of money for us. So I think we'll keep Krunic, and if we get Bakayoko, that'll probably be our only midfield signing, I would imagine. This one... basically along the same lines at Jesper Rossinieri, any realistic dream transfer? So any player we could get right now, who would you choose?
Any?
That we could get, any realistic.
I like the guy from Portugal, the kid. I like him a lot.
Florentino?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like him too. I started a Benfica manager mode in FIFA, and I played with Florentino. Actually, I took him. Never mind. I don't need to go through the details of my manager career mode, but yeah, he's pretty dope. I like the kid, so I'm down with that. But realistic dream transfer,
Christian Pulisic.
God, I wish. Keed costs us so much money. There's just no way. His stock has only gone higher at Chelsea, and I couldn't be happier. But. I do want a right wing though. A winger would be my favorite signing just because I'm all about them attackers. But I don't know who we could get. Let me take a look right now real quick. Honestly, I mean, Willian's on a free. Pedro would be on a free. I would take
Willian's either. About to go to Arsenal, but I would love him at AC Milan. God, I just listed three teams before AC Milan.
Yeah, you list three fucking Premier League teams, too. I don't know.
Including the team that he just left.
Yeah. I don't know who I'd take, man. I want a right winger. I don't know who's available, but that's what I would go for. This next one's from Sono_Francesco. Why go after Aurier, who is 26 and has disciplinary issues on and off the pitch, when we could go for Dumfries, who's a much better player, younger, and clearly shown maturity in being captain? Yeah, I don't know why we're doing that. It's probably price. I would imagine price tag. If Maldini or, wants, probably knows better than us. But
I'll say, or Maldini sees something in him.
I remember when he was at PSG, I was a big fan. He had issues there with I can't remember who was manager at the time. But, Laurent Blanc, he had issues with him, had issues with Zlatan. But Zlatan's also had issues with Kier and issues with someone else that we're linked with. I can't remember. But it is what it is. When you're on the team, you're boys, you know. I want Dumfries. I think I've said it like 8 times already on the podcast. So I would pick Dumfries over Aurier. But, again, Maldini sees it. He's in charge, and I trust him. The best fullback to ever play the game. How could I go against what he says, you know? So that's where I stand on that. At Nadir Ahmed 123. Does Juve elimination show that the only Italian team that can do well in the Champions League is Milan? No.
Yes.
Okay. I say no, and here's why. Inter's won a treble. Atalanta was 3 minutes away from a semifinal in their Champions League debut. And we haven't seen the Champions League since 2013. So
Atalanta, this was their first time in Champions League. Mm-hmm. Inter has not won it since.
Yeah, I mean, fair.
Inter has not won it since 2010 or 2011, whenever they 2010, I think.
Yeah, 10.
Juve hasn't won it since 1973.
Yeah,
well, I don't even know if that was the last time when they. I don't even know.
Close
when,
enough.
Like, yeah, of course, we're the only Italian team that has done it multiple times.
Well, it's no. I think Juve's won it twice, or
they've lost it over won it three? 7 times.
Inter's yeah, they've lost it 7.
Juve's lost it 8 times now because they lost to. Are you sure? I thought they lost it.
They've lost 7 finals.
I thought they've been in 2 finals in the past like 5 years that took them to 8 losses.
I thought that took them to 7. I don't.
Either way, that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot of finals losses. But the question is, can do well, not win it, and by nature of making it to the final that many times, they do well.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's certain teams that are built for Champions League.
Yeah,
AC Milan's built for Champions League, but we're not built for league glory. Like, that's just the way it goes. You know, like, we don't win the league; we win Champions League. Even though we've won the league, what, 19 times, 18 times?
Yeah,
yeah, tied with Inter for second most. But like,
yeah, and we actually won ours. They had one given to them because Juve cheated.
Yeah,
so what was that?
So, yes.
Well, we disagree on that, and we have the same reasons for why. It's interesting. Different perspectives, I guess. We only have one more question. I told you guys this was going to be a quick episode. We're like just past the half-hour mark. This one is from Carone Samuels. How do you rate Ivan Gazidis' handling of the commercial aspect of the club? I.e. partnerships, sponsorships, debt reduction, reduction of wage bill, etc. To be honest with you, I don't like Ivan, but he's done pretty well recently. So I got to go 8 or 9.
I feel like we don't like him because of what the media says.
I don't like him because it came from Arsenal.
Well, I don't really care about that. I don't like him because he supposedly tried to enact a wage,
cap.
He hasn't won anything. He has not taken any team to glory. He is here to build a commercial aspect. I guess this question's about commercial aspect. He's done good.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. We don't like him because of the sporting side. But as far as what he should be doing and what he's done recently, he's done well. And I think he wanted to do it all.
Up.
Yeah, I think he wanted to do it all when he came in, and that's how this whole Rangnick thing started, how we lost Boban, how Maldini was on the fritz. And then finally Maldini broke through, signed us Zlatan, it worked, and we got us where we are now. And Ivan kind of said, all right, maybe this guy is one of the greatest players in the history of the game, knows what he's talking about when it comes to the sport. I'm going to let him handle that, and I'm going to do what I was hired to do. And now he's got like 7 partnerships keep getting announced. I don't remember. There was one of the Bet thing, that weird one with Hello Kitty. That wasn't him, was it? I can't remember.
I don't know. As long as it's not Angry Birds.
Yeah. Well, oh, Rock Nation, The Betting Place, Fly Emirates, just new one. Banco, whatever. That bank.
But Fly Emirates gives us less and less money every season.
But this one was smart because now we're not an exclusive partner. Before we were. Before it was like, we have Fly Emirates, nothing else. Now it's like, we got Fly Emirates at a little less. But you could get a sponsor in your sleeve. You could get another sponsor for the women's team.
Okay.
So I do think that opened us up for more overall. And I think that was really smart. There was another one that he just partnered us up with. FIFA. I mean, that's huge. The biggest football game in the world, as opposed to PES that no one really plays. I mean, come on.
So I've been thinking about switching to PES.
I've downloaded the last like 3 PES games and never once turned them on. I download it because it's free. That's how they go. And then I'm like, all right, I'm out. So
yeah, dude, FIFA's just getting so boring. It's the same shit every year.
I know. I wasn't going to buy a 21, but because we're sponsored, I'm like, all right, I'll give it a whirl.
And because like I'm going to get the PS5 when it comes out. And
yeah,
because
I'm not going to buy a game until after that.
Well, FIFA rolls over with PlayStation.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
I think Xbox said games are rolling over too. That's probably what I'll stick with just because that's what I've had, you know? Or
if
get
Madden
both, fuck it, just splash.
Do that too, but they don't. What?
If what rolled over?
Madden.
Dude, I think you said men. And I was like, huh?
Was like, hey, buddy.
Whoa. Yeah. What are we talking about? Yeah, so wage reduction, that's been a big deal. Signing players, debt reduction.
He's evened out the Bucks.
Yeah. The only club who's not in the red right now, I think, in Serie A. So that's fucking massive. So,
which is huge because the entire country of Italy is in the red.
Yeah, most of the world's in the red. And
XPO Logistics.
Nice plug, honestly. Honestly, maybe he's doing a 10. Like, as far as commercial, what has he done wrong? Has he missed yet? I think not. So, Forza Gazetas, never thought I'd say that. Come on the podcast. We'll talk to you soon.
That'd be something.
Yeah. Speaking of, we are working on a few guests. We don't have anything signed on yet, but we're working on some names. So that'll be exciting. Keep your eyes peeled. But yeah, that was it.
Nothing is as big as Ivan Gazetas. Just saying.
We don't have Gazetas coming on.
By the way, we're working on some guests.
Yeah. Gazetas is, I mean, he might come on if we talk to him, but we haven't. So there's that. But yeah, I think
I'll give him a call after the pod, see what he says.
Yeah, we got his number. So, all right. All good, huh? Do we close with Twitters? Are we allowed to do that? Like,
this is our podcast. We can do whatever we want.
All right. Follow me on Twitter. No, quick reminder again about the giveaway. I already talked about it in the beginning, but retweet to enter, follow our account, comment with your favorite player, win the next season's home jersey. Simple as that. Takes 5 seconds. Follow us on YouTube, where you're watching right now, hopefully.
Subscribe
to us on YouTube. Like
and
this.
And if this video gets
100 likes.
100 likes. Anthony and I will shave our mustaches for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm in. So get 100 likes. I'll shave it all. I'll get rid of the whole thing, honestly. So there's that.
Well, what's the
likes,
fun in
we'll
that?
I don't know. I look like a fucking egg because I'm bald. Whatever. Follow me on Twitter at Torgut45. Thank you very much. It's been a blast. Maddie?
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter at Edward_Toth. I changed my Twitter handle.
Okay. I was like, hold on. Thanks for the heads up. So I will make sure that's correct in the description this time out because I didn't know that.
I didn't change it last week either.
There you go. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Andrea Conti, bella palla per Rebic. Rebic Ibra. Rebic. 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 Il tiro. Goal!